Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
But yeah, I do want to talk about Liverpool being top of the league. We talked about it early on in the build-up show about how Arsenal's dodgy Christmas festive period has played into Man City's hands a little bit, of course, while they were away and stuff like that. It's all of a sudden opened up for them. But more importantly, Evel, it's opened up for Liverpool. And the last couple of results in particular have seen us grasp the opportunity, really. Like, banana skin potentially away at Burnley on Boxing Day. That's one of them fixtures you look at and go, oh, there must be some changes, a bit of rotation. You go, if the Liverpool side, if they are the real deal, they go there and win. We do. We tick that box. Tonight, coming into this one, albeit a depleted Newcastle side, you think Newcastle caused a lot of teams problems. Will Liverpool tick that box? Yes. Where are you at with us right now?
Very happy. To me, my and I've said it for weeks on end now, is I just wanted to be within touching distance of City at the end of January. Because you can't do no more business. The window's done. You're looking at the squads now that are going to finish the league for the year. You know that the European competitions are not far from starting back up. And you can see that running where you know you're going to have to head, you know, you're going to have to, they're going to have to head to Anfield. We've got to head to the Emirates. You can see the running to a title. Did I think that we would be in that position? No, I probably, like yourself, probably thought we was a little bit ahead of our progress and maybe there might be a drop. But this January period now is gonna show us one way or another whether we're in it. And I said from early, if we get to that point at the end of January, the lads that have been there and done it before will have that, maybe a little small huddle, and then they'll extend it to all the new lads and the rest of the squad and sit there and say, there's a chance. Jürgen and his team will probably be already plotting that, you know, the all of the permutations of how the league could finish, and they'll be plotting a route to hopefully getting us to win the Premier League. But the players themselves having that belief and that conviction to look at each other and say to each other, look, there is a chance here, but how much do you want it? Because I don't think any of us projected it this season. No. We probably wanted to reshape, regroup, see where the standard was, make sure we was finishing back in the top four. But now that there is a chance and it's presented ourselves, we spoke so much about this turn of phrase last season, emptying the tank and going back to that well. When you've got something to empty the tank for, why not? And I think the most important thing is we haven't really had to do it so far this season, right? The Fulham game, where we really had to dig deep. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? The Man City game springs to mind, where we also got a late equaliser and we had to dig deep. The Luton game as well, Diaz coming in off the bench. So there's been a couple of games, but it wasn't anything like last season where we was almost asking for it every single game and it was too much of a task. Yeah. At one point, we just didn't have it in us. Whereas now when they turn and have that conversation, there's still plenty of juice left in the tank. And I think that might, I'm not saying that we're going to win it, but that might be one of the real sparks that gives us that. Because we're going to still need that 10 to 12 game unbeaten run between now and the end of the season. And I think if we're able to do that come the end of January, I think there is a really good chance that this Liverpool team could do something special this season.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And on the point about sort of what the expectations were heading into the season, like, I'll make no bones about it. Like, I would have bit your hand off start of the season for a comfortable top four finish, not a top four race.
On the last day. Not that bullshit.
Just top four finish, pretty straightforward. Being at Dublin in the Europa League final and then maybe one of the domestic cups, I'd have bitten your hand off for that. And all of a sudden,
I said we favour ourselves to do that as well. Yeah,
of course. Yeah.
We backed ourselves for that.
Predominantly because of Jurgen Klopp. And the business in the summer looked good, of course it did. But Jurgen Klopp is the main overriding factor in all of this. He is, in my opinion, the best manager in the world. So while he's at the helm, none of that seems possible, including what we're doing right now. But you mentioned it there, like this January period is going to be testing. Not so much in terms of the Premier League. It's really interesting how the fixtures work. It's not that taxing of other fixtures. Obviously, a lot of cup stuff going on, and we'll have to be clever with how we sort of navigate the Salah and the Mataro Endo absences as well. But I think what's interesting, tonight is another example of this, actually, because Alexis McAllister, Cody Gakpo, Diogo Jota, and Ryan Gravenberch all come on from the bench. That is an embarrassment of riches. Like you said it there, like we haven't had to go to the well too often this season, which is absolutely spot on. But our going to the well at times this season has been different. It's just been going to the bench.
Yeah,
and bringing on these type of lads and going, we need a game
drink. You had a cooler pack. Cooler pack right there. And you had to walk down to the well.
We shouldn't forget, Harvey Elliott has been that cooler back time. Yeah. Not tonight, obviously, but generally speaking, he has been that guy time and time again. But Liverpool's squad that we've built, stroke bought, stroke
assembled,
found ourselves, assembled really, but also, and also found ourselves with, is really strong. Really,
because again, like, and this is what I've been saying, and this one is the one that should mean the most. Give me Thiago Alcantara for the last 10 games, unscathed, match fit, because that has been the plan from the start of this season. If the midfielders can hold it down and we can get 10 good games out of Thiago, he's been worth every single penny we'll have paid him in wages all season. I promise you that, because he could be the difference. And it's mad to say, oh, but then you just throw somebody else in. What about the lads that have worked hard? It's a squad game for a reason. You need your big squad. You need your big game players to come in and pull rank and actually start to pull some strings. Gundogan done it for City. The last two seasons that they've needed him to really step up. Last dying ebbs of a season. Pep used to do it with the likes of Company as well. So there have been players that you call on because in the biggest moments of your season, you know that they've got they've got those minerals. Thiago screams that to me. I would be shocked if we went the whole season and we didn't see him kick a football. And I think the minutes that he's going to get could be some of the most important minutes of our season this year, I'll be honest.
Some big old statements. just to wrap up on this, Jen, like I said, I mentioned earlier, we are in January now. Salah, that's the last we've seen him. Signed off in style tonight. Mm-hmm. Absolute incredible performance, albeit some dodgy patches, the missed penalty, etc. But ultimately, you know, you can't argue with the numbers of the man once again. And Mataro Endo, we are going to have to box clever over the next few weeks. How do you see us, the Salah one first, how do you see us fixing that problem?
Good thing Jota's back. I think it might be an advantage to Nunes, because again, you are now going to be the focal point. There is no, you know, Salah's been, he can bail us out, but you're going to be the focal point. So you've got to really now, it's got to come good. There's no time like the present. And I think the Harvey Elliott and Szoboszlai rotation of what we've seen in the West Ham game, in the cup, it could be another indication of some of the options that Jurgen Klopp is going to experiment with and tinker with over the next couple of weeks. But as you mentioned before, we've got an embarrassment of riches there, and there will be quite a few options, and I think there'll be a lot of players knocking on our door to say, I can fill his boots as well, which is the most encouraging thing. Nobody will want to be shy away and think, they're big shoes. They are big shoes to fill, but I think a lot of people will be backing themselves, that fancy themselves to make an impact. And you don't have to come in and replicate Mo's necessary output, but again, offering that service, offering that creativity and being an outlet enough so that the likes of Nunes and Jota potentially get on the score sheet often enough is imperative.
Yeah, absolutely. Last question on that. Who's on pens while he's away?
Trent or Szoboszlai, innit?
Yeah, Szoboszlai. Yeah. I actually back Harvey Elliott to do that. I've seen him do it in that West Ham game. And I've said this countless times, so forgive me. But the way Salah plays it now, tonight was another perfect example of this, by the way, is he's such a creator in there now, and so much of his work comes from being inside, not necessarily behind his man. He does still do that, of course he does, but it feels very much as though Harvey Elliott could replicate that now. In previous Salah eras or iterations, it wasn't possible because he didn't have the pace, he didn't have the legs. But Harvey Elliott now, again, it won't be Mohamed Salah-esque because Mohamed Salah is Mohamed Salah, but I think Harvey Elliott could do it. And I think more importantly, that allows the other four lads just to rotate the other two positions, because I don't think you want to be an out of form Darwin Núñez, for example, or Szoboszlai. Yeah. You don't want to be throwing them into a unfamiliar position and going, have a go over there, forwards, mate. It's not going to work. And I don't think you get the best out of Jota over there. I've never seen Luis Diaz do it, so I'm not sure. Cody Gakpo was a left winger. We've made him into a bit of a nine and a bit of an eight. Do you really want to put him on the other side? No. I don't see it personally.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.